I have said this for the last year, maybe couple of years. I don't want to live in a cashless world. I don't. But I feel like I'm in the minority. I was reminded of the cashless situation when I showed up Saturday night, XL Energy Center. I'm there to watch the Minnesota Wild play hockey. And as I'm going through, as I walk through the entrance, I heard them say over the PA, and I got there early, hours early. I got there at 5 o'clock when the game didn't start until 7, where they said something about cashless payments, okay? Now, I wasn't necessarily expecting to purchase anything. Actually, I didn't purchase anything that day. But I was there for specific reasons. Some people that I know were being honored at the Wild game. And I checked in and hung out with Jesse Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast. We sat up in the press box. I sat right next to her. We chatted it up during the course of the game. Saw Dame Mizutani from the Pioneer Press as well. So it was just, you know,
nice to reconnect with everybody.
Yes. And so, and by the way, we'll have to get her on either tomorrow or Wednesday. It's NHL All-Star, like they have a break. And not necessarily All-Star break, but they have a break this week.
Yes.
And so she's upset with me because I didn't go to Taco Bell. Anyway.
I know.
It's been a running thing. We were going to go to Taco Bell. She asked me about it. I couldn't go. I digress. We'll get to that at another time.
Taco Bell snob.
But cashless. Mm-hmm. Wells Fargo removes ATMs from its Minnesota Speedway stores as people go cashless. You heard me correctly. Wells Fargo customers stopping at a Speedway station will no longer be able to deposit a check or grab some cash from the ATM along with their gas purchase or car wash. The bank is no longer servicing its ATMs in the gas station convenience store chain. That, according to Stacy Schiller, a Wells Fargo spokeswoman. Beginning in March, the bank will remove all of its cash machines, 178 of them, from every store around the state. That adds up to 35% fewer in-network ATM options for Minnesotans with a Wells Fargo account, according to figures the bank provided, that from the Minnesota Star Tribune. So if you are a Wells Fargo customer, you cannot go to Speedway Station and their ATMs, done. It's a wrap. You can't do it because more people are going cashless. I am not somebody that wants to live in a cashless world. I know that I think that I am an outlier. I think that I am in the minority.
I don't think so.
651-461-9226. I don't like this move. Now, I'm not a Wells Fargo customer, so this doesn't affect me. But even just from an ATM standpoint, who wants to go to a gas station and not have the opportunity to get cash?
Yeah,
That sucks.
I don't think you're in the minority.
Really?
You
think I'm in the majority?
I wouldn't want to go cashless.
Okay.
Because there are some places that only accept cash. You know, there are, you know, you've got like apple orchards or, you know, pumpkin patches, or you've even got like the world's largest candy store that was down in Jordan, you know, on 169.
Yeah, like, they only take cash. That's right. Yep.
Only cash. So there are some of these.
I went there. Remember, I went last summer for the very first time ever.
It's the cat's meow. There are some places like the smaller businesses, you have to pay per credit card or debit card transactions.
Yeah.
So
look at food trucks.
Yeah, exactly. I understand the smaller businesses having to limit things. And if you're a Wells Fargo consumer and you have to go to a non-Wells Fargo ATM, so what, every time you want to pull cash, you're going to have to pay a service fee?
That sucks.
Whether it's like $1.50 or $3, you know, I don't know what it is. But I certainly, when I'm traveling, and especially Wells Fargo being a national chain, if I'm looking, for an in-network ATM. Because those $1.50 or $2, whatever the service fee is, those things add up. especially when you only have a handful of transactions that you can make per billing cycle. So I'm with you, Henry. I would not want, I don't carry much cash on me because I rarely use it.
But the thing that I hate is right now, some Twin Cities businesses have abandoned cash altogether. And I don't like that. Listen.
You got to give people options.
I'm a season ticket holder for the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that if I'm walking through the concourse, if I want to go get me a soda and I got a $10 bill, like.
It's the same thing at U.S. Bank Stadium. Everything's cashless. A lot of these bigger venues are cashless now, and it sucks. Like, for those that do use Wells Fargo and you don't have those ATM, it just, I don't understand why they're upsetting their customer base at this point. I'll have cash periodically. I don't spend it, but, you know, let's say if my kid needs something,
yep,
I can just pull, you know, some money out of my wallet and give it to her. That way I don't have to worry about it and she's taken care of. But little things here and there. This is ridiculous. This is a stupid-ass decision by Wells Fargo.
I'd love to get some reaction on not only on the text line. I'm going to get to some text here in a second, but also a phone call or two. 651-461-9226. Because also in this article from the Minnesota Star Tribune, they say, according to this, the Federal Reserve, many people shifted away from using cash during the pandemic. In 2023, cash accounted for 16% of payments compared with 18% the year before, a new low since the Federal Reserve began polling consumers in 2016. In the most recent report, which is May of 2024, cash ranked third in popularity, trailing behind debit and credit,
mm-hmm,
which together made up 62% of purchases. Now, cash use in the overall number of purchases has remained mostly flat for the past 3 years. The report found consumers are also using cash less, even for small purchases under $25. Over the course of the last 5 years, you know when I've used my cards the most?
Traveling?
Well, traveling, number, that's always going to be a number, yeah, one. But number one, Costco, because, yeah, of the gas. And I get, yeah, the money back, right? Because,
yeah,
of having a Costco card. And then also, when I have a situation where I'm trying to get points.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not trying to get points on a Marriott card or a Hilton card or whatever, might as well just pay cash.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
And that's also part of it, that, you know, credit, the idea of a debit card, like when we were young, there was no such thing as a debit card. There was no such thing of pulling out a card and using money that you already had. You had to use cash. Like when
I was talking about when we were kids.
When we were kids.
Oh yeah. Well, we didn't have debit cards back then.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We didn't have debit cards when we were kids. But now that you've got that, it's like, man, it's so easy just to whip out the debit card and be like, oh, I'm gonna go to Walgreens or CVS, I'm gonna pick up my prescriptions, I'm gonna get a pack of gum and a Gatorade or something. And then you're like, you know, right out there. It's so easy, but at the same time, it floors me that, let's say something happens and, you know, technologically, something happens where you can't have any transactions. Then what do you do? I mean, you're stuck if you don't have any way to complete the transaction. Okay, I got cash. Well, I'm sorry, but our system's down. I got cash. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean? It's just kind of, I mean, it is what it is. It sucks because, I mean, besides, who doesn't like to just have the feel of, you know, like a bunch of $1 bills in their hand?
All right, let me get to some of these texts because we got some good text here. From the 612, Wells Fargo customer here, very disappointed that they are removing the ATMs as I use them very frequently. From the 763, Quick Trip has free use ATMs. Another this from the same number says, my credit union reimburses my ATM fees. Now, many people do cite that as well. Depending on where you bank, they'll cover your fees. Now, this one from the 612, Henry, you are in the majority. I always use cash every day, but I do not use ATMs. I get my cash at the bank. Now, I will say this. I'm with this texter. I typically will go to my bank and get whatever cash I need. Like, especially when you're going out of town, I'm not going to ATMs out of town. Go to the bank, get the cash you need for your trip, and go on with the rest of your day.
But there are some of us that don't have a brick-and-mortar bank to go to. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a bank, but it's not a brick-and-mortar. So
is it local?
No.
Oh, see, that's the reason why.
Yeah, see.
You're not banking locally.
No, we're not, but it's because my wife is a veteran. So we go through that so we can get the military benefits and the discounts because of her service.
But that's just for the in. That's just for the in-person transactions. You can go to an ATM and get the cash.
We
can't go physically into a bank.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. When you're like,
because I lived in Kansas City, I didn't have a banking. My banks were here. I didn't have a banking institution there that I went to. I would just go to an ATM and get cash.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of what I'm saying is that when you're talking about, well, we go into our physical location and get cash. It's like, some people don't have. Granted, now I might be in the minority, but yeah, we have to rely on ATMs if we're going to go, because we just can't go into any, Huntington or TCF or Blaze or wherever and be like, hey, can you get money out of our account? So if we don't have access to ATMs, we are screwed.
This one, the 612. Any idea what Wells Fargo has planned for an alternative? They don't have one. There isn't one. They're saying they're not going to do the ATM thing. So there isn't any fallback. This from the 763, they texted in a little bit ago. They said, FYI, as an over 65-year-old, I get about 3 scam calls each day. Another one, Target Field is cashless too. As a season ticket holder, I'm used to it now. Yeah, I bring money because there's a unique situation where you can be in the press box and you can pay cash for hot dogs and the stuff like that, whatever. The stuff in there that you can go ahead and buy. Because there's stuff you're always going to be able to get for free, but there's stuff that you can use cash for.
And plus, when you're at some of these places, again, I like the little pop-ups, the little kiosk, the little, one-offs, the little, mom-and-pop retailers that are just, so unique. And if I see something, I want to be able to have that impulse buy and just be able to, $20 or $30 or whatever. It's like, I just want to be able to be like, here's money. I'm going to give you cash. You give me product. You give me receipt. We're all fine.
All right. So as we go to break, I want somebody on the text line to clear this up for me. Because I thought I was tripping when the guy told me it had changed or it was different. But the text line says, stupid point, but. And this has nothing to do with ATM, but they say here, lottery tickets can only be bought with cash. That's what it always used to be. I guess it's changed, Texter, because I was actually at a gas station in Chanhassen last year. And I think I might have had like $4 on me. And I said, hey, let me get one Mega Millions and let me get one Powerball. And I said, I just got $4, whatever, here. You can't use. And the guy was like, no, you can use a card. And I was like, what? You can buy lottery tickets with cards now? He was like, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think you can
that's
too.
That's true?
Because, yeah, it used to be. It used to be that it was cash.
No, it used to be just straight cash.
Just straight cash on me. I think you can buy them with.
I never got confirmation of that, but that's what the guy told me as I was checking. As I was getting my tickets, he says, yeah, if you wanted to, you can get tickets with a card.
I wonder if it's debit card, though, not credit. I wonder if they
regardless. It used to be that way, though.
That I don't know, but I know that it used to. Yeah, it used to be just it used to be just cash, but I believe they do take cards of some sort now.
All right, as we go to break, think about this, because we'll get to this next. Donald Trump has come out and said stop production. We're doing away with the pennies. Your thoughts on that next year on The Lake Show. Donald Trump says, no, pennies, get out of here. Stop with the producing of pennies. We're moving on. 651-461-9226. How do you feel about that? When you heard that from over the weekend, Trump orders the Treasury to suspend penny production. I wasn't in my feels about it. Now, I say that because depending on where you look and you read and you research and stuff like that, for one, about the use of pennies, number one. Number two, how much does it cost to go ahead and make sure that you're producing pennies? And it sounds like it's not real efficient in terms of how much it costs to actually produce pennies versus what they're worth. So, as you guys know, not a fan of Donald Trump, not a fan of Elon Musk, specifically not a fan of the made-up Department of Government Efficiency. It's a made-up department. Let's call it for what it is. It's a made-up department.
Kids call it Doge.
People can sit here and they can say what they want. It's not some branch of government. It's a made-up department. With all that being said, I don't look at this as a bad idea.
No, I don't either.
I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Chris. Chris feels a little bit dirty because he's like, damn. He was like, I don't really have an issue with this. I really don't either. Now, do I still use change? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody that drives around. I have change in my little compartment there that if I need it for, you know, that quarters. I got all the change.
Yeah.
For like when you drive in and tolls and all that other stuff, whatever. But the bottom line is, if it's costing way much more to produce them than what we actually are using of them, it is what it is.
Yeah, I God, surprisingly, I agree, and I think this is a really good idea by the Trump administration. I didn't think those were words that I would ever echo. But you look at the cost of it. And especially like nickels and dimes, you just kind of look at the cost of what it is to make them. And if you can't even use it in commerce for what you made, like every time that you're using that is a transaction, as part of a transaction, then you're losing money. And this kind of piggybacks off the last point that if everybody's starting to go cashless, well, if we're going to go cashless, what are the odds we're just going to be having a bunch of pennies and nickels and dimes in our, you know, in our pockets and just be like, well, I'm going to take out 37 cents and I'm going to buy myself a stamp. I don't have any problem with that. I think this is really good. I think this is a really well thought out idea, and I think they should implement it.
The U.S. Mint, which is a bureau of the Department of the Treasury, said in its annual report that it lost $85.3 million on the nearly 3.2 billion pennies it produced in the fiscal year of 2024. Okay? That was the 19th consecutive fiscal year that the unit cost for pennies has been above face value, according to the U.S. Mint. The value of keeping the nation's smallest value coin has been a decades-long debate, and even Barack Obama expressed his support for eliminating pennies back in a 2013 mm-hmm. interview. So it's not like this is the first time that it's come up. It's come up before. But, yeah, I looked at this, and just being a fair person in this in the world
yeah.
with topics and with ideas and creativity, I'm not somebody that's going to shoot every single idea down of Donald Trump's just because it's Donald Trump. I'm going to look at each individual thing and be like, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. No, that's bad for Americans. This right here, I can't sit here and shoot this down, because if it's costing that much more to produce and people aren't using cash the way that they're used to,
yeah,
it just doesn't make any sense. And I'll say this real quick.
When is the last time that you've used changed to buy something?
All right, so I got change back today.
Okay.
Perfect example.
Good.
And I actually was embarrassed by this. Not for me, but for the cashier. So one of my favorite stores since the pandemic hit, because you go there and you get little small things, whether it's cards, nice pins, just knickknacks, whatever, is Dollar Tree. Okay, and I know it's not a dollar anymore. They moved it from a dollar to a dollar 25. But still, I frequent Dollar Tree.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Yes. So I went to Dollar Tree earlier today. So I'm in Dollar Tree, and I was getting some knickknacks.
Where I get my cologne
and a couple of things. Good for you. The bill was $8.14. Okay, that's how much $8.14, which that's a lot in Dollar Tree by my standards.
Yeah, yeah.
By my typically when I go into Dollar Tree, I'm spending $5 and I'm getting out.
I'd say, what'd you get, like seven things?
Exactly. All right, so actually I got six today, and so it was $8.14. That was the bill, $8.14.
Including Shannon tweet poster.
So the young man that's checking me out, I had cash, $9 cash for a bill that's $8.14. The first thing he said to me was, he says, "Do you want a receipt?" And I said no, as I gave him the money, right? I gave him the money. He said, "Do you want a receipt?" I said no. All right, he closed the till. He didn't give my change back, and so I was like, "Oh, you didn't give my change." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And so he had to get on the thing, had to call for the manager, right? So let me tell you this, or ask you this: $8.14. That was the bill. Okay, we do not have a receipt because I told him, don't worry about it. I don't need to take a piece of paper and throw away a piece of paper. You don't need to throw away the piece of paper. We'll just go ahead. You give me my products. I gave you the money. The transaction's done. I'm walking out the door. All right, so $8.14, I give him $9. So he waits for the manager. The manager has to come over to open up the cash register. He goes in. He's getting out the change. He gets out the change, and then he hands me how much change? All right, he hands me 66 cents. That's not the correct amount of change. It's not 66 cents. You owe me 86 cents, okay? All right, so he owes me 86 cents. He gives me 6 cents, and I said, you still haven't given me enough change. So I kind of felt bad for the kid because the kid didn't know how to do the simple math. So, and I know you were screening the phone call there, but $8.14, Chris, was my bill. $9 is what I gave him. How much change was I supposed to get back?
How much was your bill?
$8.14.
You're supposed to get 86 cents back.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do
the
math.
Actually, he gave me 64 cents. And I said, that's the wrong change.
Well, you know what? Remember when
I felt bad for him.
You know, when it's like your bill comes to like something and like 8 cents, you know, and they're like, oh, well, do you have like 8 cents so they can give you a dollar back so they don't have to give that? You know, they used to do the math on the fly, but it's a lost art.
Now, the somebody's saying, what should be done with all the pennies and nickels in my jar? Send them to Trump. The money's still worth something.
Yeah, there just won't be any more.
Yeah. So I got no issue with that. Hey, we're up against the clock. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to John and Annandale. He wants to chime in, and we'll do that next year on the Lake Show. Yeah, the text line is chiming in. Now, this from the 763, I heard nickels cost over 14 cents each to make, so do we get rid of those as well? Where would we draw the line? Let's take a phone call from John and Annandale. Hey, John, I appreciate you calling, and thanks for holding through the break.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, you know, it's not related and is related, but it's kind of like, you know, yeah, get rid of the penny. It all sounds so easy and all that. But also, there's one thing I didn't know before, and I just heard it recently on your fake news. Kidding, not fake news, but it's just, oh, actually, the nickel is even worse, but whatever. But anyways, it's like, you know, there's also people that want to get rid of AM radio, right? And so then it'd make it harder for me to hear, like, your show.
Yep.
You know, I'm old school. I actually went to out in the parking lot at 10 degrees. There was like, you know, a bunch of us radio nerds like had a swap meet and people are out there like buying, you know, stuff that's like I shouldn't have bought. But, you know, they bought stuff. But anyways, it's just like, yeah, get rid of the penny, get rid of AM radio. It's just, but I actually heard something this week. It's just like they're actually doing something good in Congress or whatever, like trying to protect AM radio and give it a lifeline and say, you know, it's actually important.
Yeah, they've got that act that they've been dealing with and doing for the last 2 years now. And so, yes, that has been instituted, and that's been a thing for the last couple of years. And we've been following that because WCCO is an AM station.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I am. Yeah, I am a dork. I got like a radio collection. I got like old tube radios from, you know, 100 years ago or whatever.
Hey, but you're not a dork though, John. I'm the same way. Like I'm into this.
Yes, I am.
I'm dead serious. I'm into old school stuff.
I hear you.
That like change is inevitable, but I'm like you. I like old stuff. It there always comes that time though.
I have a landline still.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from John Annandale. Look, John Annandale is not a dork. He just we treasure the things from yesteryear. And I am the same way. I am no different. I still got baseball cards from when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I still got basketball cards from when I was a kid. Stuff that I need to sell because they're worth something, right? And I haven't moved on from them yet. Like, we all have stuff. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm all in on doing away with pennies. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I understand that this is kind of a fight that we're really not winning. So if you look at it and say, if you're going to move on from something, I think that that's something that we all could stomach, okay? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to toss out all change and all of a sudden we're not going to have change or we're not going to have cash. I don't want to live in that world. So I'm with John in that way, in that old things, I like holding on to old things.
Yeah, well, and I think when it comes to the pennies, we're talking about something that is a money loser. And, I mean, if it costs more to manufacture...
Is it cost-effective?
...than what it's worth when it's even in commerce, then, I mean, does it really make sense? And I understand it's like, well, where do we go? You know, do we get rid of nickels? Do we get rid of dimes? Do we get rid of quarters, 50-cent piece? You know, silver dollars. Like, what do we do? Pretty soon we're just, you know, we're going to be all dollar-dollar bills, y'all. And I understand because that's kind of a slippery slope because I'm sure that if pennies and nickels are more expensive to manufacture than they are when they're used in commerce and trade, I'm sure it's the same way for all, you know, all coins. So all change. So I understand, but I can also understand that if it's going to continue to just cost us money, then let's follow the advice of Doge.
There's something else though that people have to understand too. And I think that everybody out there is articulate enough to understand this. Those people that get out of their community, those people that get out and travel. You go to other places throughout the country, it ain't like here. Different places have different stuff. I'll give you a perfect
different
example.
Different currency.
I give you a perfect example. When you go to the Deep South, there's something that I see in Mississippi and something that I see also in Arkansas. I have family in those states, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I do down there sometimes?
Mm.
I do the whole wash the vehicle by hand, and you walk up to the thing and you put the change in there, and the change goes in and it gives you how much time.
Yeah.
And so you got like you put like a dollar in there, and it'll give you like 3 minutes or whatever. You got to wash, and then if you want to put in additional time, you put
you
in.
Keep adding.
You keep adding. In these and that's it. That's the extent of what a car wash is.
Yeah.
It isn't some elaborate like car wash like you see on Highway 55 over here in Plymouth, right there before you pull up to the famous Dave's right there where you pull in. It's like a $25, you know, super power wash.
Oh yeah, that's a pimped out.
Seriously,
place.
In certain areas of the country, it's just uniquely different.
Very simple.
Yes,
it's
very simple. Like. Stuff that was there 20 years ago, it's still there.
Yeah, and that's just kind of how those communities are. And it's nothing wrong with communities. Like some of these smaller communities, and that does kind of lead me to something here, Henry, that growing up in a small town, that you don't have the same technology in place. And it doesn't mean that they're outdated or behind the times. It's like you just don't have the resources. So whatever it is that you had installed, you just make it work, and it becomes part of the community. And you're right. Like, if you do away with certain ways that you can make that work, then you're kind of alienating those people. You're like, well, what am I going to do? Because I've always had this accessible.
You know what else a few of my friends have?
Hmm.
in 2025 and they're still making money on them? Vending machines.
Yeah.
But vending machines.
But I mean, most of those take cards now, right?
No, like, I know that. But
you're talking just like old school.
I'm just talking about the process of going to a vending machine.
Oh, going to a vending machine. Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time. We have a vending machine upstairs. Wait, yeah. Do we still?
Yes, I think we do.
I think we do.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not sure.
We got a pop machine, too.
Yeah. I haven't used it in years.
I was going to say, when is the last time you... if I went upstairs right now and got a bag of chips, what do you think the expiration date on those chips would be?
I don't know.
Would they be current? If I went upstairs and got something out of the vending machine, would it be expired? I think that is a 50-50 proposition.
Text line says change is not used to the degree it used to be. Therefore, we don't need as many coins in circulation. Maybe if they never made another penny, we would still have enough. I think that could be the thought process.
Yes.
I will say this. That kid today that was helping me out at Dollar Tree,
mm-hmm.
he needs to start counting them pennies because he didn't know how much change to give me
straight
back.
Straight math, homie.
He did not know how much change to give me back. All right, 651. It says, realize you're busy, but one such abrupt cut. I don't know what he means. I'm not sure what the text is meaning. 651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in on the topic, we'll gladly take your phone call. And something else is absolutely 100% throwing me off, and I just don't understand it. We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show. All right, the final couple minutes here of The Lake Show. Before we get to this quick phone call, I do got to ask this question. What is going on with all the airplane stuff, man? We got another situation tonight in Scottsdale, Arizona. I saw it on Fox News. Well, I got it up here, right here on Fox News. At least one dead after jet crashes into another plane at Scottsdale Airport in Arizona.
Ugh.
And they're trying to free another person who's trapped in the plane.
So what are so
what's happening here?
I have no idea.
My goodness. All right, let's go to Dave. Is it Lamberton?
Yeah, I'd like to get in on the penny discussion.
Yes, sir.
Canada discontinued their penny at least 10 years ago.
Really?
And it's my understanding that crafty Trudeau is trying to make the United States the 11th province of Canada. So we would be right in line, wouldn't we?
I love it. I love it, man.
I mean, we will become South Canada.
Are you ready to become Canadian?
Yeah, sure there, eh?
Not doing a booty, eh? Take off, hoser.
This is so weird because wasn't it just this summer somebody from Iowa wanted to come into Minnesota and make a part of Minnesota, Iowa? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh.
Well, Canada's got lots of maple syrup, so it's not a bad idea.
Hey, maybe they'll want to get our bourbon back. Maybe they'll want to get our whiskey back. Hey, Dave, help
there
me out.
You go.
Where's Lamberton at?
Beautiful downtown metropolitan Lamberton.
No.
Southwest Minnesota, south of Marshall.
Got you.
South of Redmond Falls.
Yep. All right. Thanks for the phone call from Dave in Lamberton. You got giddy the moment Dave called in.
I did.
You went down memory lane.
I did.
You gave Dave your old cell phone number, your old address. I mean, you just were all in.
I did,
you
man.
You wanted to a big spoon with Dave.
I could be the big spoon. I will be the big spoon, yes. I'll let Dave be the big spoon. Hell, I don't care. No, it's just, I don't hear, like, many people because it's like Marshall, Redwood Falls, but when you get into, like, Sanborn, Lamberton, Wanda, Springfield, towns like that, you're like, oh, yeah, Sanborn Corners. I used to go to the Dairy Queen, and then I'd drive, like, 10 miles home with no air conditioning in my car, and I'd have to hurry up and try and see if I could make it back to the house before the ice cream would melt. So, yeah, Sanborn Corners down in Lamberton on Highway 14. Yes, yes, yes. I know exactly where that's at. Scenic southwestern Minnesota. They don't claim me, but
you
I claim it.
You are geeked right now.
I am so geeked.
I love
geeked.
It, too. I love it. I love it. You're stoked. You
hey,
should
man,
be.
I got my people.
You should be. I'm not hating.
It's proof that I've got people. I don't know Dave. Dave doesn't know me, but I feel like we're people. I feel like we're people.
No, he knows you. He called into the show. He knows you.
You know, we're down in that down in that part of the country, we all know each other.
Hey, we found out earlier today that Mark Lurie and A-Rod won the arbitration against Glenn Taylor, and they will end up eventually, if it gets NBA approval, be the next majority owners of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves organization tonight celebrated that by going out and getting drilled by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Way to represent, guys.
128-107, we got smacked, and it was never close.
I think they're trying to get the fans to check out something. But when we go to Seattle, it'll be fine.
To start the game, the Timberwolves trailed 22-3. It was never close.
Wasn't that the same score of last night's Super Bowl at one point?
22-3? But this was basically like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this was playing the role of the Kansas City Chiefs are your Minnesota Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards did score 44 points tonight in a losing effort.
Isn't that almost half the points? That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. It's not half. I said scored 107.
I said it's almost half.
Well, not really.
Well, it's a little less than half.
Well, it's of course less than half.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 40, it's not 40, quite half.
44
well, that would be
88.
Yeah. 44 times 2
now
would be 88.
Now we're going to question your math. We questioned the kids' math at Dollar Tree. Now we're going to question.
I did not say anything that was not factually correct.
Oh.
I said 44 is a lot of points. You're like, yes, that's a lot of points. I'm like.
You said it was half.
I said it's almost half. I never said it was half.
Well, not really.
Well, see, now you're trying to twist it on me.
88 and 107, there's a distinct difference.
Well, there's when you're talking.
Whoa, whoa, what?
Well, when I said it was almost half, I mean, I could say almost is like 5 or 10, or almost was almost 20.
All right, hold on. Let me call this kid at Dollar Tree. Maybe he can come produce the show tomorrow.
Hey, I can back time us, right? That's the only thing I need to know. As long as there's a plus in my checking account and I can back time us to 55.50, we're good.
I shouldn't really just be calling him out. I've seen that numerous times now where younger people just don't know, like, the change. They stumble.
Because it's all automated, yeah.
They stumble when the drawer's open, and I'm like, so have you done this? I know you've done this. Everybody out there listening has done this in the last couple of years where you want to get, like, a quarterback or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you give them the odd,
I'd
whatever,
love a quarterback.
Like 11 cent. You know what I'm saying? Like you combine different change to get change back,
to get an even amount that's going to be easier.
And it confuses the hell out of you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. It's like if something's like, you know, 50, you need 15 cents. You're like, okay, well, here's 15 cents. Give me a dollar, and they're like, what? I'm like, but if it's $11.15, I've got $10.15. How much do I get back? That's like, for Christ's sake, just give me a dollar.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
If it's $10.65 and you got $11.15, you're like, here, just give me 50 cents back.
Yeah.
No. I'm giving you the extra change.
Hold
to
on,
get.
Let me do this. Because it's funny. Because remember when you're in school and they're like, you're never going to have a calculator on you. Like, you had to do all this funky math. And
now
like,
we got these phones.
Now we got these phones. I'm like, ah.
And they're called smartphones.
Smartphones. Not smart people. Smartphones for dumb people. That's a great marketing campaign. Smartphones for dumb people.
That never fails, dude. I'm dead serious. That happens all the time. Yeah. At a fast food establishment, you get a young person. You'll try to give them that change with the dollar bill. And then they'll be like, well, what are you?
Why are you giving me more money?
You just need to give me $5.10 back. But you get, I know I'm giving it to you on purpose, man. One time I just was
what?
Like, forget it. I wouldn't go argue with them all
you're
day.
Just like, you know what, just keep the change. Just keep it.
Nah, I wouldn't like keep the change. I'm like, just give me the damn change that you're giving me.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
We're not going to round up.
I'm going to take my business elsewhere.
All right, we're back at it tomorrow night right here. 6 p.m., Lake Show. A fun show tomorrow night as well. Talk to you then.